proposal to establish a gay-friendly Chicago public high school has been in the news, and late today, the plan was reportedly pulled off the table by the Chicago Board of Education. It was to have been voted on tomorrow. The school would have been called Social Justice Solidarity High and now appears dead, at least for this year. Is the high school still needed to protect kids who are bullied because of their sexual orientation, or would it create a different kind of stigma? Joining us to talk about the proposal are Katie Hogan, a design team member for the proposed school and chair of the English department at the existing Social Justice High School. And Katie, beginning with you, obviously the first question is, what happened today?
I think that you need concrete examples, you need good practitioners, and in order to do that, you need a space where educators can grow, receive training, and spread that out across the system. That's what Social Justice High School has done with social justice teaching. And since we have a model that works, let's replicate it in 2010 and continue the fight. It's not over.
So your expectation is to resubmit this proposal next year?
Absolutely. We're going to resubmit it stronger. We've gotten full support from Arne Duncan. Again, this is not the Chicago Public Schools saying we don't want this to go through. This is our design team wanting to make sure that we have the number one proposal next year and that this school will open with a great reputation and great expectations and more community involvement than ever before.